Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, This Is Not Propaganda: Adventures in the War Against Reality by Peter Pomerantsev, is a 2019 nonfiction book that examines how modern propaganda has evolved into a broader system of disinformation, manipulation, and information warfare, part reportage, part memoir, and part political analysis. It follows Pomerantsev across multiple countries as he investigates how states, political movements, and online actors manufacture confusion rather than simply promote a clear ideology. The book is especially concerned with how digital media, troll networks, and platform incentives weaken trust in evidence, institutions, and democratic debate. Drawing on his background as a journalist and scholar of propaganda, Pomerantsev presents a global view of a world in which reality itself becomes contested. Its purpose is not to offer a neat policy manual, but to clarify how the tactics of unreality work and why they are so difficult to resist. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from ideological propaganda to information warfare. One of the book's central arguments is that propaganda no longer mainly tries to persuade audiences with a stable political message. Instead, many modern campaigns aim to create confusion, fatigue, and distrust. Pomerantsev describes this shift as a move from argument to disruption, where the goal is not to win a debate, but to make the idea of shared reality harder to sustain. This matters because a public that cannot agree on basic facts becomes easier to manipulate and less able to defend democratic institutions. The book treats this as a structural change in power, not just a matter of misleading content. By framing propaganda as information warfare, Pomerantsev shows why the old assumption that better facts will automatically prevail is often too simplistic in digital environments saturated with noise. Secondly, the propaganda of unreality and the collapse of objective truth. Pomerantsev uses the idea of a propaganda of unreality to describe campaigns that do not merely spread falsehoods, but actively blur the boundary between fact and fiction. In this model, contradiction is a tool. If people encounter enough conflicting claims, they may stop searching for truth and instead choose the version that fits identity or convenience. The book argues that this erosion of objective truth is politically useful for authoritarian actors because it weakens accountability and makes all institutions seem equally questionable. Rather than presenting a single lie, these systems build an atmosphere in which certainty itself feels impossible. That is why the book is concerned not only with explicit deception, but also with the emotional and cognitive effects of overload, irony, and spectacle. It shows how unreality becomes a governing condition, not just a communication tactic. Thirdly, Russia as a model of adaptable disinformation. A major thread in the book is Pomerantsev's analysis of Russian propaganda as a flexible, audience-specific system. He shows that Russian operators do not need to promote one consistent ideology everywhere. Instead, they tailor messages to different groups while preserving a core strategic narrative that Russia is besieged and the West is to blame. This adaptability makes the system effective across political cultures, platforms, and languages. The book connects this approach to events such as the 2016 United States election and the Brexit campaign, where online influence operations amplified polarization and confusion. Pomerantsev is especially interested in how troll farms, fake accounts, and coordinated media manipulation can seed distrust while appearing decentralized and organic. Russia therefore functions in the book both as a case study and as a template for modern disinformation, showing how state power can work indirectly through ecosystem manipulation rather than direct censorship alone. Fourthly, why social media platforms amplify manipulation. The book does not treat propaganda as something that happens outside the digital economy. It argues that social media platforms help sustain it. Pomerantsev explores how engagement-driven systems reward outrage, speed, and emotional intensity, making them fertile ground for manipulative campaigns. False or inflammatory material often travels farther than careful reporting because it is designed to provoke reaction. This means platform architecture is not neutral. The same tools that enable connection and participation also lower the cost of deception and scale up its reach. The book is attentive to the way online propaganda exploits fragmented attention, algorithmic sorting, and monetization incentives. In this environment, truth competes with content designed to capture attention, not necessarily with content designed to be accurate. The result is a public sphere in which manipulation becomes more efficient and more profitable, while verification becomes slower and less visible. Lastly, memoir, journalism, and global case studies as a method of understanding. Pomerantsev does not write the book as a detached theoretical treatise. He combines investigative reporting, intellectual reflection, and family memoir to show why the subject is personally and historically urgent. His own background, including a family history shaped by Soviet repression, gives the book a moral and historical grounding, while his reporting from places such as Ukraine, the Philippines, and the United States broadens the analysis beyond any single country. This method matters because disinformation is not presented as an abstract concept. It is shown through lived consequences, political struggles, and human responses. The book also highlights activists, journalists, and civic actors who try to resist manipulation, though it remains clear-eyed about how difficult that work is. By blending genres, Pomerantsev captures both the emotional atmosphere and the strategic logic of the disinformation age, which makes the book more immediate than a purely academic study. In conclusion, This Is Not Propaganda should be read by anyone trying to understand contemporary politics, digital media, or the fragility of shared truth. It is especially valuable for readers interested in authoritarianism, Russian influence operations, election interference, platform dynamics, and the social psychology of persuasion. The book offers practical intellectual value by helping readers recognize how disinformation works at the level of attention, identity, and institutional trust, rather than just at the level of isolated false claims. What distinguishes it from many books on propaganda is its hybrid form. It is neither a narrow policy brief nor a purely historical account. Instead, it combines firsthand reporting, personal memory, and global case studies to show how unreality is produced and maintained. That gives it both breadth and narrative force. Its greatest strength is that it explains why modern propaganda is so hard to fight using older assumptions about fact-checking alone. For readers seeking a serious, readable account of the information war shaping democratic life, it stands out as one of the clearest and most unsettling guides. If you would like to support Peter Pomerantsev, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.